Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing is off limits here, and we keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are eating the latest, one of the latest TikTok trends.
The cucumber.
What is, Asian cucumber?
It's like a cucumber salad. That's what they call it.
Yeah. So we really love these flavors. I mean, me and Sujatha go crazy over like the intense flavors of like Vietnamese food, fish sauce, soy sauce,
the garlic.
Ponzu, all of that we like devour. And this is really good.
It's real. It actually lived up to the hype.
Mm-hmm. I think next time we just let it sit for a while, like you said, like marinate it.
Yeah.
It's so good. We'll post it later on our Instagram page, but it's so easy to make.
Mm-hmm. This will definitely be one of my snacks to
go for sure.
Like, you know, when you're looking for flavor and something easy, this is so good.
Yeah.
So it's you're going to hear us, you know, snacking along with this. Hopefully I don't get any of myself.
It's so yummy. So we wanted to bring this up. I don't know, you know, it's no secret that we do gummies and edibles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Last night we were watching, and I know this is not a new show, but we just got into it, The Housewives of Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And these bitches got money, like so much money.
That's all they have, though. They've got no personality.
Do you think it's like the richest housewives group?
I'm sure. Like, the way I looked up how much they're worth, I mean, it's quite a bit.
Like, more than, like, New York and Beverly Hills.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they sure do, like, act like they have the most money.
Oh, they'll let you know. I mean, they come out and say it.
Yeah. I just didn't know where they stood in comparison to all, like, the other housewives.
I think they are, like, whenever I think...
It seems like it, but...
Yeah.
I'll look at it. So, you watched that, and... I was about to open up a bottle of wine, and then she's like, oh, I just took some, what do you call it? I was
tincture? CBD tincture?
Tincture.
Mm-hmm, tincture.
Yeah. So what that is, it's like concentrate. It comes in a dropper, and it's concentrated either CBD or, mine was CBD THC.
Yes.
Combo.
Yes, but yours had a little bit more THC. Mine has a lot more CBD and I'd like a hint of THC.
Yeah. And so what you do is it looks like a medicine,
but like, vial. Yeah, so like a dropper and everything.
Yeah, it has a dropper in there. And the cool thing about it is that you can control your dosage.
Yep.
And it doesn't take a long time to kick in. You put it under your tongue and it says, hold it for 2 to 3 seconds. And I'm over here like, oh yeah, 30 seconds. And so John is like, oh, I hold it for a minute. It's so fully absorbed.
Because what happened? I just leave it underneath my tongue. But yeah, no, it's like instead of like having like a glass of wine, like you have, you know, you take this instead. Like, you know, from like the, you know, we're going in like full schedule of everything already, kind of.
Yeah.
So, with school starting. So I'm like, oh, we're going to watch some House of Dubai and I want to just relax and everything. So I just took that and it really did. And so I feel
she took like, so I told her, oh, you know, I got some because you told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I got has THC as well.
Yeah.
And the first time I took it, I took 0.25, which they say that that's the dose.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the first
starting dose.
And so then I was like, oh, I didn't feel it so much. And so I took another 2.5. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I started feeling it. She goes, girl, I take one. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. And she goes, I'm already feeling it. I feel like I need to run around this house. I can't even sit still. And I was like, okay, well, screw this wine. I'll just take some tincture too. But I was like not brave enough to take a one. So I took 0.75. Because I was just like, well, I don't want to run around. And so we were watching it. And y'all, it was so funny. And then we just had to get, she was like, what kind of munchies do you have here? We're like looking for all like gluten-free, fucking dairy-free
shit.
She
made cucumber.
I made cucumber with... Siete chamoy and some
tahine.
Mm-hmm. And that was so yummy. And then she wanted some like crackers, so I found her crackers. I don't know, her munchies kicked in pretty quick. So we watched that, and then, you know, she left. And then when I was going to bed, I usually have like white noise, and it's heavy rain, and so it has all kinds of like, you know, rain noises in there. But a little bit more started kicking in, and so all like my senses heightened. And so I was, what I thought someone was like kind of clicking something or like tapping on the glass door, like the patio door, like a knock, I like sit up, and usually if there is really a knock or so, I mean, any kind of noise, Nala, who was sleeping with me, she'll lift up her head, and she was totally still. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is me. And I kept hearing it, and I kept hearing like it repetitive pattern. Mm-hmm. I was hearing all the heavy rain sleep noise, like all of the drops, like distinctively. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would hear the ones that they'd land on the tin roof and ones that made a splash, and like there's like 2 tin roofs and then 5 seconds and then 2 tin roofs. Like I picked up in all the patterns. It was insane. I was like, I'm never gonna go to sleep like this. But it seemed so loud. Like some of them seemed louder than others. But I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta tell. I just distinctly like was like, I gotta tell you that what had happened to me.
I'm surprised. Are you more alert when Chaz is gone, though? Is that what it
no,
is?
Oh, no, I think it's okay. it just kicked in more. And then I was like, okay, I'm super aware of all the noises in this like one sound machine.
But it's interesting because like it can, like you can kind of like, kind of mellow yourself down.
Oh,
a lot
I did
more
mellow
too.
Out.
Like I was like no, I know, but like I was like, oh, you just, I don't want to be all crazy with you. So I'm like, let me just mellow and let's just watch the show.
What?
I'm like, because I was so, hyper.
Crazy with me.
Not crazy, but like I was so hyper. I was really hyper.
I mean, I have a tendency of making people go crazy.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, well, so I was reading Daily Mail. That's like kind of my sleep ritual. Uh-huh. That I have to see what's going on in like the news and also like in Hollywood. Do you know that there is no more Bennifer officially?
Are you serious? I did hear something. Hold on. That she's going through a divorce with him.
Well, she filed yesterday.
But I didn't even know they were married. I forgot they were married.
Girl, yes. So here's the other thing. Apparently they've been separated since April, which there's been a lot of speculation. But
gosh, how many divorces is this?
Officially filed on what would have been their 2nd year anniversary of marriage.
Ooh.
And I'm really sad. I really, really, really wanted to believe that this was going to work out, that like, you know, I'm not such like a sappy love story person. I'm really not like, mm-hmm. But I think, you know, they had their moment and they were going to get engaged a long time ago. And I just think that, you know, whatever happened, and then they went their separate ways. They've had relationships. They since have kids. And the idea of two people having to like go all through that and then say like, okay, wow, however they reconnected and then they were single and then the spark is still there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like true love meant to be, right? This is your person. Maybe it wasn't the right time, mm-hmm. but you found your person again and whatever led you down this path to them again.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to believe like, wow, she was always meant to be with him, you know, and she made it seem like, yes, you know, it was just a bad timing. You have to believe in love, yeah. And all that stuff. And for them to like not, I'm just like, fuck, man.
I just felt like it was lust all along.
But lust at that, like,
I don't know. I just feel like there's like some physical attraction only. That's it. That's, I mean, I know you're supposed to have physical attraction, but I feel like that's all there was.
Mm-hmm.
With them too.
But I feel like, you know, they knew each other, mm-hmm. obviously, like, really, really well. They were engaged. And then, you know, you still know what's going on in their life, you know. So you kind of like, okay, she likes the spotlight. He doesn't kind of like that, whatever. So you know, like, okay, again, 20 years later, they're back in each other's lives. Apparently, like, he didn't like all the spotlight and he didn't like how much. But you know that. You knew
yeah,
that. You knew you were going to have to do all these things.
Yep.
You know, like. Yeah, he's, you know,
so when they
popular.
Come up with an excuse, I'm like,
I know. So I'm
know
like,
that.
You fucking knew that.
Yeah.
So, you okay? What are you doing?
I don't want to use my hands. So I'm over here talking like this.
Mic between the legs. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I was just really sad. I mean, I don't typically care about, you know, Hollywood love or like these celebrity crushes and stuff like that, but I don't know, part of me just really wanted to believe. Now I'm gonna take a picture and you stop.
I had a feeling. I was like, let me let go of this. I don't even know what I look like, but I really don't. I wasn't really a Bennifer. Like,
not that I love her and like
but
him,
you know
but
who
the
I wanted.
Them
you know who I wanted to get back together.
What
was Brad and Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, that is yes, yeah.
I'm like, listen, Brad, this is what you you missed out on.
I do like that one.
You know, like when he messed
around
with.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I was really upset with that.
I do like that one, but could you take him back though?
No, but you know, just make him. I don't know. I would.
I mean, I'm
play
sure he feels like,
hey,
at some point.
Huh?
I'm sure he feels like that at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He probably does. But I'm just saying I would just kind of play around with him a little bit just to make him, I don't know.
I'd play around with him too. Yeah. Anyway, I also think when you put your like love out there for, you know, she came out that movie, This Is Me or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
And did you see it? It was really kind of weird.
It was
strange.
Mm-hmm.
I had to force myself to actually watch it. But it did say a lot about them too. Like the whole main point of it is like all the things that she went through and made her stronger, made their love like whatever. And like here, not even a year later, they were divorced.
So you should never come out with that.
Don't go on shows. Don't like come on videos, music videos Mm-mm. together. Don't do movies together. Don't do, you know.
Making a documentary is like, it's out there.
Yeah, but you know? Like basically she put blasted all their stuff, and I think like, you know, they said that he wasn't really wanting to do that, but you know, I also think there's something about respecting your partner, right? Like if he didn't want her to put all their love out like that, right? You know, she's an open book. You know, she's not going to say so. I don't know. Maybe he thought he could.
You know, I was shocked, you know, about being open. I was shocked that she came out with her, what's it called, without no makeup on.
She looks good. That's not going
to
work.
She looked old to me. I mean,
well,
I know she
is old.
No, I know she's old, but I feel like
I look like that and I'm not that as
no,
old
you
as
don't.
She.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she looks better. Anyway.
No, she looked older whenever she didn't have any makeup on. She's very pretty, but like when she comes on, you're like, she never ages in my opinion, but
oh,
like
yeah.
You saw her, which is nice to mm-hmm. see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Yes. I wanted to talk about
all
like
the things
how
that we're going through.
Yeah. I wanted to like kind of talk about, you know, we're in our 40s and, I'm really feeling it right now. I think I was in denial.
Well, our bodies just keep changing.
Yeah, but like you can't control it. Like I cannot control, like I'm in denial that I'm in perimenopause. And I feel like, it's going to go smooth. My mom didn't have any symptoms.
Are you officially, how do they know that? How do you check for that?
You do blood lab work to mm-hmm. see your like, FSH.
What made you think
and
that, like just your age or you were getting other symptoms?
No. By my, just my cycle and everything and my hormones. You about to burp?
Yeah.
Y'all, we just did a Sprite challenge. That's why.
So fucking disgusting.
Our burping spice challenge.
I have not.
Sprite challenge.
Oh my God. I can't even talk.
That's why I keep on, I think, like trying to.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Keep
okay.
eating the cucumbers. But yeah, no, I was feeling the symptoms. All of a sudden everyone's talking about hot flashes. Are you okay there?
Yeah. Go. Keep going.
anyways, I think my hormones and all that, by the way it looked like I was in perimenopause, but there were some things in lab I wasn't quite there yet, mm-hmm. but I was heading that way. But there's things you can take like maca and all that to just normalize your hormones and everything. So I was taking that, but I thought that was going to help me like without any symptoms. But all of a sudden for the past like 4 days now, I just get a hot flash. Like I start, you know me, I'm always cold.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. always cold and I'm over here sweating and like really cold AC.
Is this just at night?
No, it's during the day and at night.
Do you like start sweating?
Yes. Like there's, you know, coming down my scalp and just
what?
Start sweating. Yes. My whole, yeah.
Oh gosh. I have not done that. I know there's times where I get like hot. Right. And, or especially at, I think when it's just at night when that happens, like I'll like just all of a sudden just like fling the
yeah
covers off me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking hot, you know. But then I'm also one that needs always something on me. So it's really hard. You know, like just like
you turn the fan on and I just have it really cold and it's like really cold in the house.
Yeah,
too,
I always have the fan on. There's like never a moment where it's like not on. Mm-hmm. Actually, if it's not on, it's like even too quiet for me because it's always on.
Yeah. Same here. I always have it year round.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that, like Chaz's, his whole house, I don't think has one room, like the house he grew up in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And whenever we go over there and like stay the night and stuff, I cannot even fucking breathe. Like
she's like, I can only breathe
have the window open and it could be like dead winter. Mm-hmm. I need some circulation in here.
Yeah.
Like I just cannot do it. And yeah. It's same so here. Fucking quiet. Girl, I don't even know how, like, and they're not ones to like put the TV on. I'm like, I'm a
just go like you walk in here. You're like, dang, it's quiet in your house.
To be crazy. What are you doing in here? It's like, seriously, I always have
music.
And maybe that's just like, this is my doing too. Like I never am like just in my thoughts because even if I like go anywhere, like if you're driving, right, you're listening to something. Mm-hmm. If I go to the store, there are some times where like I've gone to the store. Sorry. And
what are you?
I can't help myself. Hold on. Sorry. I go to the store. Mm-hmm. And if I forget my AirPods or my stuff, I like sit there contemplating like, do I even want to go in? Because first of all,
you are so weird with your, you have your, she has her AirPods on whenever she's shopping.
Like, yes, because I'm listening to something.
Oh my gosh.
Plus, I don't want someone to bother me.
When I'm shopping, I'm shopping. Can't be disturbed.
But you're hearing music in the store versus me hearing what I want to hear. So it's the same thing. But I'm just choosing.
No, you're having to focus. You're listening to music, but you're not focusing on the lyrics. I'm listening to a podcast and you're like, you have to pay attention.
Yeah, but it depends on what podcast, though.
Sometimes you don't follow along then.
I do follow along. But it's sometimes like, you know, when you're doing stuff at home, you can't like watch an intense movie because you have to like pay attention to everything versus watching a Housewives where you just can kind of like just like pay attention every now and then. You can kind of get the gist of stuff without even like paying attention 100%. So that's kind of like what I do. So I have my serious podcast and then I have like my not so serious podcast or whatever music. Like I don't need to listen to the lyrics. Half the time I don't even know what the song's about. So I don't listen to the lyrics. But so you know, when I don't have something going in my ears, mm-hmm. it's like way quiet for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wait, we went from that to
I don't know. You were talking about
the hot flashes. And like, mm-hmm. I think 10 days late on my cycle. So I don't know if
it's
like
stress. I mean, I don't know.
It's just maybe it's just part of, it's like all over the place whenever you start going in mm-hmm. perimenopause. But they said you can be in perimenopause for like 10 years.
So maybe that's me. Maybe that, cause I have a Mirena and I'm not supposed to have periods at all. That's the idea of it too. Along with like, obviously it's an IUD, right? But it's not. One of the benefits could be that you don't have periods. Well, mm-hmm. it's not like I have full blown periods, but I have like spotting ever so often and it's not really enough to like have a tampon or anything. It's like, just like when I use the restroom and I wipe. Yeah. I can see some sometimes. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But in the last, like I would say in probably a year, I have also started getting like cramping when it is about that time.
Mm-hmm.
Where I kind of do start spotting a little bit. I'm also getting bloaty. Uh-huh. which hadn't happened before. Like I would get no symptoms. It's like, oh, okay, well then I guess I should be on my period, right? Because only the spotting. But now I'm like feeling it. And like Saturday at the pool, my boobs are hurting pretty bad. Like I could tell.
Welcome to my world.
And so I'm like, gosh, I should start. And then Saturday, Sunday, I was so bloated. Not even how I felt, but how I looked. Mm-hmm. So I took bloating pills. And then yesterday after you left last night, I'm like, I went to the restroom and like, yeah, I started. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But I can't even it's so infrequent or like it's so random. I don't even keep track anymore. Like I couldn't say, I'm not supposed to start till like 2 weeks or whatever. Cause it's just so random. And it like, it's not going to do me any good. Like, I know I'm not pregnant.
Right.
Right. So right. I'm not going to like, ooh, I'm late. What's going on?
Yeah. Same here.
So I don't know. I just know that it's like probably more often than not that I am spotting. Like, it's really close versus me being late, you know.
But like, what other symptoms? You were saying, you know, in our 40s, like you can't control. Like, what other symptoms do you?
I'm really tired sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, like I swear every time I get up, and I only do it like maybe once every couple of weeks, but where I get up and like as soon as I get up and I start getting ready, I'm like, I'm going to come after I drop these kids off, I'm going to come back and like go to sleep, which doesn't really happen because then I end up like doing stuff and, you know, all these things. And then I just start my day. But like I wake up so tired that that's the first thing that I think about is
mm-hmm. sleep.
I'm going to come back to sleep, mm-hmm. you know, and it never was like that. Regardless of what I do at night, regardless if I like stay up
or go to sleep on
or go to sleep early, mm-hmm. you know, so I don't know. I don't know if it's just like your, you know, your body. I mean, anxious, that's always been that, you know, I'm on now, estrogen cream.
So are you, okay. But I know we did talk about it. We did talk about that.
Yeah. I don't take it frequently. You told me because like, it could affect other things.
Yeah, but how often are you taking
it? Probably like twice a week I put it on. And then I have these other pills where it's not really incontinence pills. I forgot what they're called, but my OB, I mean my GYN gave it to me. And they, it used to be where I would be on a walk. And once I realized I needed pee, like I could not hold it. Like I literally am like a little kid, like walking with their legs, you know, like, oh my God, I need to pee here. I'm looking around for a neighbor. Like where
yeah,
the fuck
I remember
am I?
You come to, I'm like, you came in our house. And yeah. Like, you had so to pee like five times.
It's, well, no, I'm just talking about like, well, that's normal.
No, you had to run. You were like, I gotta go.
But that's why, like, as soon as I'm going to leave the house or as soon as I'm going to go on a walk, I always have to like force myself to pee because I do have that problem. But ever since I've been having the pills, like I can actually hold it. So not for okay. a long time, but I can make it home. I can go on mm-hmm. a run and do all that stuff, right?
But would you like leak or like what is it?
It's not leaking. It's not leaking. It's just like kind of like, how can I put it? Like it's kind of like, you know, you don't feel like you need to pee, but then once you kind of say like, okay, I'm gonna go pee. And once you see the toilet, sometimes you're like, can't take your pants down soon enough before you need yeah. to go pee. But you're like, if I just sat on the sofa for five more minutes, I wouldn't feel like this. It's like once my brain knew I needed to pee, it was hard to like hold it.
Okay.
You know, I really had to try hard. And so I don't even need to take those pills every day. She was just like, you know, take them every other day, or a lot of like my patients take them every 3 days. And it, that does that for them because I think the side effect of those can be like, I mean, every pill, every medication has side effects, but I think she said those were like dry mouth and stuff. And I've been there before. I remember in my teens, I tried, this is a double ortho tricycline. It's a birth control pill. And I know like 90% of the friends that I knew who tried to take that pill, ortho tricycline, it was the fucking devil.
Why?
It made me go crazy. First of all, I never knew what dry mouth was. I never knew that I could even tell what dry mouth was. And I fucking had it and it was awful. It makes you feel like you have like cotton in your mouth the whole time. And then I'd have like,
ooh,
like just like random crisis. Like I remember like my boyfriend at the time was coming over to take me out to dinner and like it was just like really getting to me and all my clothes were on the floor. My mom walks in, she's like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I have nothing to wear. Like this was in high school and like I would just be ironing clothes and then I would cry. I would be in the car and then I would just cry. Like it made me so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, you got to prescribe something different. Like she is.
Oh, so your mom kind of knew that's what it was.
Yeah. But the thing why a lot of people had it back then was not only was it birth control pills, but I think it was supposed to help with your skin. And so a lot of, and it was like a big thing. Like they had a lot of commercials about it and stuff. So like, that's why I know a lot of people who did try and take that one mm-hmm. and they had bad side effects too. Like it is the fucking devil. But anyway, that is a side effect of that. So I haven't even tried taking it every day because I don't want that. But if I take it every 3 days, I'm like fine. So I really don't have that problem anymore. Like I can't hold it forever.
No, but you're not. You're not like having to rush.
Yeah,
okay, not
such
like
a night
little toddler
day.
Where you're like, oh my God, go. Yeah. Right,
it's like, I can't do this. This is embarrassing because if I did not, like if I was on a walk and I had like a block or two blocks left, like a little bit would come out. I have to change, you know, but normally I wouldn't. Normally I don't walk around just like leaking, you know?
Okay.
So I don't know, man, maybe I need a rejuvenation.
I don't know if that's, yeah. I wonder if that's, that'll help
it. Problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. Cause I've heard someone who's like had kids vaginally, like mm-hmm. they are always leaking when they're like running or walking. And I think that like they do, I don't know, some procedure down there.
Oh really?
I don't know if it's rejuvenation though, but like, I know that it helps. Mm-hmm. You not leak when you're peeing, but that's not the problem you have.
Yeah, that wasn't the problem I had.
It's about just when you have to go, you got to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some people just leak while they're just running and walk. They can't control it.
Yeah. And then some people just like, I have to cross my legs when I am like sneezing. But like if I laugh really hard and all that stuff, like I know some women do leak, but I don't leak that. But mm-hmm. I do, like if I'm like standing up, like at a store, or just standing up when I have to sneeze, I'll cross my legs just in case. Did that never happen to you?
No.
Oh, but have you had vaginal births?
No.
I wonder if that's why. I wonder if that's why. Because as you get older, yes, your bladder like gets weaker and all that stuff. But I wonder if that's the reason, one of the main reasons why you don't do that. You don't have to do that.
Mm-mm. I haven't had any of those so far.
I also wonder, remember we talked about this. I also wondered why that's, it's so easy for you to orgasm vaginally, like through sex normally.
Mm-hmm.
And I know typically it's hard for women to do that in general, but I've had three births. Do you think that, I wonder if that like also.
I think it affects it though.
Affects that.
I've heard from, I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard that it's more difficult mm-hmm. than it was, you know, to orgasm.
Maybe it's not as sensitive. You know what I mean? Cause it's been through trauma.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I should be, because for a long time, I'm like, oh, gosh, I got a C-section. Like,
hey, we all have everything has like a negative to it. You know, there's pros and cons to everything. So, you know, I mean, mine just physically looks different. We talked about this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you've looked down there.
I have. Yeah. I don't think it looks any different.
I think mine physically looks different after three kids than it did like before.
Okay, well that makes sense, right? Because
I think it's like, I mean obviously like it stretches in crazy ways, not everything goes back like how it looked before.
Yeah, and you a lot
do
of
that
things
three times, you know, like rawr.
So did you ever have like a tear all the way back or like
no episiotomy? Okay. No, thank goodness. I did have a few tears that had to be stitched up, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe that has to deal with it too. Like all of that stuff, you know, it desensitizes certain areas that, mm-hmm. you know, I would not put it past that. That's also a reason why, but, you know, but vibrators are a great thing. And have you been using yours?
It's too sensitive for me. Like it's too,
even like the slowest one.
Yes.
It's probably because you haven't had a vaginal birth. I think that's it.
Yeah, because like,
you've only had like one partner. I think you're just like very.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because like, I don't know. Like, I'm just guessing that it hasn't been through as much. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to like think of all the things and how we're different in that respect.
It's not like you've been with like 100 people before you got married.
Oh God, no, no, but like, no.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. That's definitely not true. But like, yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know.
It's super, super like sensitive.
Okay.
All the time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, are your boobs as sensitive as they used to? Did you breastfeed?
Mm-hmm.
Are they sensitive more or less than having had gone through all that?
No, they're sensitive. Like super sensitive.
Still now?
Uh-huh.
Well, damn, you're just a fucking little butterfly, sensitive butterfly, delicate flower over there.
I'm like, this is off limits. It's too sensitive.
I'm like a hardcore, like a lotus lounge pushing through the mud, like nothing affects me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad because I'm like, oh, it's too sensitive.
You are super sensitive. You're like, oh, I'm already feeling it. I'm like, what? I need like 10 more drinks.
I know.
you're like, you only need half an edible. I'm like, whoa, no, I need the whole thing.
I don't think I can even do half of one. I was like, oh my gosh.
I still remember that time you came to my house and you were throwing up the whole time and I had no idea. And you were trying to clean it up and I had no idea. I'm just like,
hey,
laughing
I left
at the
no
show.
Residue. Like, I've left no track that I even came to your house to do that.
Oh my God. That was one for the books.
But I do want to, like, I wonder, like, I just want to know what people do. Like, I've heard some other friends, when they're going through paramedic, we are all over the place, yeah. But anyways, that they take, HRT.
Well, what's that?
I know what it is. Hormone replacement therapy.
Like testosterone stuff?
Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. And I've been on progesterone for, I think, 6 years.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What doctor
mm-hmm.
does all that stuff?
Your OB-GYN can do it. Your regular physician, if they're rehearsed in that area, can do it. And like a functional doctor. So I've gone, my regular doctor, like my family physician did it, has given it to me. But more before that, my functional doctor was the first one to find out that I was super low in progesterone.
Okay.
Which can cause like estrogen dominance. And you can get all sorts of real bad symptoms, like real bad. And so a blood work can kind of tell you, like, you got to do it day 19, 20, or 21, or mm-hmm. day 1 through 3 of your cycle. When you do your blood work at that time, it kind of gives you a good range of everything.
So, like, what about me if I don't have a cycle?
You kind of do have a cycle. You know when your cycle is.
Okay, then that would be it.
Yeah, so when you're mm-hmm. So when you, like, mark it, when you had your first,
spotting, okay.
Then count. Like 19, 20 days. But anyways, like I remember my testosterone was super low
mm-hmm.
and my progesterone was super low. If it's like, you cannot function so when they gave me progesterone, I was able to sleep real well.
Okay.
And you don't have as much. So the problem was I had estrogen dominance cause I didn't have, you know, a balanced amount
mm-hmm.
and it would cause real bad water retention, like super, super bad. So when I took progesterone, it would offset that so you wouldn't have that issue.
Okay.
And I'd sleep like a baby at nighttime. But I cycle mine now. I don't take it every single day. I take it like 2 weeks and 2 weeks off right now.
Okay. Just so that you're not dependent on it?
I don't know what they said. It's I think so. Like your psych, it works a certain way. I don't know the details on that part.
Mm.
But I think I will probably have to switch to taking it every single day. Okay. I will. Probably they're going to probably do 3 weeks on and 1 week off.
So here's the thing. I'm sure I'm low in some things and stuff. And I just had my annual physical like a few weeks ago or like maybe I can't remember a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like, well, call if there's any kind of issue.
Girl, no.
I don't think it's like they're looking for that.
No. I cannot stand it when they do that.
I know. But I was looking for like red flags and stuff. But like, if I went back and I told them like, hey, I'm feeling these things, you know, uh-huh. they'll pull it up and say like, okay, maybe you're low in this or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, so I'll, you know, let me give them a call and do that because that may be, since I'm doing all this and feeling all this way, I may have something to do with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll love to look at your labs to see what's.
Oh, I know you would. I know you would.
Like, let me figure this out.
Yeah. If you guys have any questions about hormones or imbalances or thyroid or anything, Sujata is the expert on all things.
I'm an expert, but I do.
You've been on quite a journey for a long, long time, so you know which levels are.
Yes,
and you know, like if you're low in this, and then you'll feel like this or whatever, you know.
You got you, and this time you have to be like an advocate for yourself.
Well, yeah,
because I feel like the doctors are like, you've got 7 minutes. Tell me whatever you have in 7 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean also like I don't think this about everything, but that doctor's really, really good. He's also male, so I think maybe just like my general practitioner.
Mm-hmm, I know who he is.
You know what I mean? Like he's really, really good, but maybe someone female and not, I don't want to say younger, but who does know what could happen to a woman's body when these levels are off. You know what I mean? Like maybe he doesn't know that it's like super critical.
I want to know what he's going to say. I want to know what he'll say when you ask that.
Mm-hmm.
because a lot of them I've been to a lot, and they'll be like, well, is this part of, like, you know, you're just going through parent.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And that's not part of it. Like, honestly, if you do, I've done so much research. You really are not supposed to. You cannot be suffering for 10 years. Right. Mm-hmm. We've got to get that taken care of, and you shouldn't feel any other. I understand you're getting older, but you shouldn't suffer so much. So it shouldn't be like, oh, you're getting older, that's why you're feeling tired.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, that's not true. Because, like, my mom is, you know, in her 60s, and she's always been super energetic. And she actually went through menopause, I think, in her early 40s. Mm-hmm. I think she was, like, done. So, and she had no, you know, symptoms. So it could be that way, but, like, which is nice, but, like, you shouldn't, anyways, my whole point is,
I know,
you shouldn't have to suffer while you're going through this, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. And so far, you know, I've been doing pretty good, so.
Well, you know what it is, the damn kids making us so damn tired. I'll tell you what, Laurel going to our room every fucking night. I mean.
Did she come last night?
And I'm going to tell her, I shouldn't have to suffer.
She is something else.
No, I'm sure it's kids too. I mean, you know, we had them all when we were older. Well, I did for sure. So, that's also why I'm like really, really tired.
She said, you're not special.
Oh, I know. She did tell me one night, y'all, last week, and this is where we'll stop. I was putting her to bed and I was being so sweet. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Can you give me a good night kiss? And she was like, no. I was like, you're not going to kiss me? No. I don't love you. And then she goes, I don't love you. You're not special. You're not a good surprise.
Oh my gosh. And it was exactly the day before where she called you crying.
Oh, I know. I was like, what?
When you were at my house.
I thought you didn't love me.
I was like, she's not sleeping without you.
Oh my gosh. She's a fucking mess. That's why I'm so tired. That's why I have wine.
Blame it
That's
on
why
Laurel.
I have tinctures. Blame it on Laurel. That's why I have edibles.
Blame it on her.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you guys have any things that you recommend or anything with hormones or estrogen or just anything in general, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at authenticallymoms@gmail.com. You can DM us on our Instagram. We'll post the cucumbers. they're so freaking good.
They're so good.
They're so good. And like I said, don't forget to rate us and review us, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye.